To begin the new Masechet, Masechtas Kinin, which in Talmud Bavli is Daf Chav Beis, which is a continuation from Masechtas Mila that we concluded, which Kinin literally means to say the nest, which is a reference to pairs of birds. As our Masechta, as our Mishnah will delineate, there are different types of pairs of birds, which then relates into the primary context of our Masechta, which relates to the confusions that could erupt in regards to when there's a mix-up of these pairs of birds. Now, we begin with the first Perikhat Sa'if, which that's the topic of this Masechta, the pairs of birds, opening up with a description of what the different types of categories of the birds are, regards to Chatas and Oila, and then the different types of situations when the person has to bring pairs of birds, and then the confusion when they can mix up. So on that, the Mishnah begins, the first Mishnah, first defining what are these different types. So Chatas Sa'if. There's a bird chatas, which, as we're going to describe, there could be chatas or an oila, that could be a bird carbon. So the bird chatas nasis lamatan is done on the bottom half of the mizbeach. As the Gemara explains in Masechtas Vachim Daf Samach Dalam and Beis, pasuk says v'hanisher bedama, the remaining blood yimatze el yisayd hamizbeach kir, will be spilled out on the foundation of the mizbeach, on the wall, which that tells us the leftover blood will be squeezed out, will fall down to the foundation. That has to mean that it's on the bottom half of the wall of the mizbeach, which is what's called beneath the chuta sikra. There was a red string that was dividing the mizbeach, the upper half and the bottom half, and that is if the blood is falling, dripping down, it doesn't have the saiviv in the way, it's just going to drip down to the yisayit. Obviously it's in the bottom half of the mizbeach, so that's how we know that the chatas saiv is done in the bottom half. Now, however, chatas behema, the blood of the animal chatas, is actually done lamalan, is actually done on the upper half of the mizbeach, on the corners, what's called the kranes, on the corners, the four corners, there's four gifts of blood that are done by the chatas behema. On the four corners of the mizbeach, as the Gemara explains in the first parak in Zavachim, Daf Yud Amud Beis. Now, by carbon oila, it's actually the opposite. Oila sa'iv nasis lamalan. The bird oila is done on the upper half of the mizbech. As the Gemara explains over there in Zavachim Daf Samachim Ad Aleph, the pasuk says, u'malak, they do malika, which is the chopping off the head of the bird, the hikter, and then you burn it. And so the nimtza dummy, you squeeze out the blood. Now, squeezing out the blood is obviously before you're burning the bird. So that the Gemara there explains, it's coming to teach you, just like the burning is done on the top of the mizbech, where the fires of the mizbech are, so too the malika and the mitzvah, the squeezing out of the blood, is done on the upper half of the mizbech. That's regarding the bird oila. But v'oilas behema lamatan, the animal oila, actually its blood is poured on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Like it says over there that it's on the yisayid ha'oila, on the foundation of the mizbeach ha'oila, which is the outer mizbeach, which the foundation's on the bottom half. So actually the inverse of the chatas is actually the avoida by the oila. Now, says the Mishnah, v'mshina b'zeh b'zeh. Now, if one deviates from the appropriate place of either one, for example, let's say one does the way the chatas is supposed to be of the oif, which is supposed to be on the bottom half. Someone does and sprays his blood on the upper half, so then pasul is going to be invalid. Now, this is specifically regarding the spraying of the blood is invalid to be done in its inappropriate place, let's say, for the chatas oif on the upper half. But the malika is kosher, even if it's done on the upper half, as the Mishnah teaches in Zavachim de Samachim Lombeis, malika is kosher in anywhere place in the mizbech. But what we're talking about here is regarding the avodah of the dam, where that's going to be invalidated if it's done in the wrong places. And hence we'll see that that's going to have ramifications in regards to the topic of this masechta. When they get confused, and you mix up a chatas and oila, now you can't bring either one of them, because one has to be on the upper half, one has to be the bottom half, and they can't be in the inappropriate places, it actually would be invalid. Now since the Mishnah Seder Kinin Kachu, there's the order of the pairs of birds are as follows. If it's hachayva, it's an obligatory pair of birds that a person has to bring, so then the way it is echad chatas ve'echad oila. One bird is going to be a karban chatas, and one bird is going to be a karban oila. So where there's eight obligatory pairs of birds in the Torah. For example, there are those which are called oila b'yared, which a person can't afford an animal carbon, so he brings either a bird carbon, or even the poor, he brings a flower offering. But those regarding Tumas Mikdash Kedasha, if someone was tummy and went to the Beis Mikdash or partook of Kadshim, or he had an oath that he doesn't know testimony and he swore falsely, or if he enunciated a vow and he didn't keep it, or a woman who gave birth, or Mitzayra, all of them, if they're poor, not the poorest poor, but someone in the middle, then in their poor state, they bring a pair of birds, one's going to be a chatas, one's going to be an ayla. Now, in contrast, a zav or a zav in their purification process, or a nazir that became tamei, then they bring a pair of birds, even if they're wealthy. There, the halacha is always they bring a pair of birds, and these are all obligatory situations where, again, one bird is going to be chatas, one bird is going to be an ayla. However, b'nedarim or b'nedavos, when someone's taking a vow to bring a pair of birds, or he's just donating a pair of birds, then kula noilus, then all the birds, both of them, if someone says, hari alei ken, I'm taking upon myself to bring a pair of birds, he brings two birds and both of them are going to be an oila. Now, because as we're explaining, the word m'masechta kinim, kain, refers to a pair of birds, either two tayrim, which are called turtle doves, which are older type of birds, or both of them are b'nei yayin, which are young pigeons. Now, but a preda, the terminology of bird, would refer to one pigeon or one turtle dove, and if a person wants to donate one and bring one bird, then they could, and then it's going to be a carbon oil, as the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Samachim et Alf, where we learn that from the Hikrivoi in the singular, which even one bird you could bring, but we're discussing when someone takes an adava to bring a cane, a pair of birds, where then they're both going to be oilless. Now, qualifies the Mishnah, we just said that the Dharm and the Davis are all oilless, says the Mishnah, Ezehu Neder, what's considered a vow? That's ha'ima ha'riya liarly. Someone says, I take upon myself to bring the oila, these pair of birds of the oila. Now, ve'ez in the double, it's considered a donation. It's ha'ima ha'riya zu oila. Someone says, this is the oila, specifying the animal. So says the Mishnah, ma'bein nadarm l'davos, what's the halachic difference between if it's a vow or a donation? Ella, rather, shah nadarm, by a vow, meisu nignivu, if the bird dies or gets lost, or gets stolen, chai b'achar yusin. So he's liable to insurance, he has to compensate it, because he said, it's upon me, the responsibility is on him. Nadavos, the donation, says, this is an ayla, so this is the ayla. Meisu nignivu, if it dies or it gets stolen, in chai b'achar yusin, he's not responsible to insure it. This is, whatever happens to it, and therefore that's the halachic difference between the nether and the dava. Now the Gemara continues some of Beis, which begins in Mishnah Beis, and now the theme continues. Now is where we begin the primary discussion of this Masechta. Now that we understand that Chatas Oila is different, and there are certain situations when the pair of birds are going to be one Chatas, one Oila, but sometimes they're both going to be Oilas. Says the Mishnah as follows. Chatas is Arva Ba'ila. So we said that if you have, one's going to be Chatas, one's going to be Oila. Let's say you have one Chatas bird that gets mixed up with an Oila bird. You don't know, you specify, this is the chatas one, this is the oila, and then suddenly the birds are mixed up. You don't know which is which. Or v'oilish and sarv b'chatas, or the other way around. Let's say an oila got mixed up with a chatas. So I feel echad b'riba, and the reason why we're saying one and the other, because if let's say you have, let's say one type of, let's say oila, and you have the other one is 10,000 chatayas of the oif, which we had to keep them separated because one goes on top, one goes on the bottom. So even if it's one in 10,000, says the Mishnah, Yemusu Kulam, they all have to die. The reason is because each bird, you could be in doubt with it, maybe it's the Ayla, and it's invalid if the blood is put on the bottom. Or maybe it's a Chatas, and it's valid if it's put on the top. And therefore, there's no Halachas of Bittul, it's considered a prominent thing, which is not nullified, and therefore all the birds are going to have to be left to die. Now, continues the Mishnah, a different case. Also the same theme, but Chatas is Arva B'chayva. If a Chatas Ha'ev gets mixed into a chayva. What is a chayva? A chayva is the obligatory, which we discussed before, a full pair of birds. Let's say, which we said, there's different situations when there's an obligation to bring it, which let's say we said a woman gave birth, or a woman that was a zava, which we just specified before, that one's going to be a chatas and one's going to be an ayla. Now the reason why we're picking specifically that this chatas bird got mixed into a chayva, a pair of birds, that's one's a chatas, one's an ayla, is because it's coming to exclude from the case of, let's say, when the pair of birds is nadava, where both of them would be aylas. And here we're talking specifically that the halach is going to be relevant in regards to a chatas bird getting mixed into that one's a chatas, one's an ayla. Now, so the case is discussing, so you have one bird that was explicitly a chatas ayf and gets mixed into this pair of birds of chayva, which are unspecified. Meaning to say, you have, let's say you have these two pairs of birds, which one's a chatas, one's oila, and the other one's chatas, one's oila. But it wasn't specified yet. And you have this one chatas bird that gets mixed into those four birds, these two pairs. So now you have five birds that are mixed together. So that's what our mission discusses, and it says, the halacha is going to be, in kosher, ele kemin chatoyish b'cheva. It's only going to be valid to bring the amount of chatoyis that there are in the obligatory pairs of birds. Meaning, what you're going to be able to bring from this mixture of five birds, you're only going to be able to bring two birds as chata sa'if. Because that's the minimum, that's the amount that we know for sure that there are in these two pairs of obligatory pairs. Because if, let's say, they would bring three chatois, the problem is, yeah, maybe that's the two from the pair, from the two pairs, and maybe the third one is the chatas that got mixed in. But maybe it's coming from the two pairs of birds, and not from the other chatas that got mixed in. Now the problem is, from two pairs of birds, you could only make two chatois. Because the moment you make one a chatos, the other one becomes an oila. You could only have two chatois and two oilas. Now, moreover, you can't even bring even one oila sa'if, because maybe that's going to be the one of the chatas hamorevis, of the chatas that's mixed in. So therefore, the case that we're discussing over here is that you could only bring if let's say it's one pair, it got mixed into one pair of birds. See, you can't bring two chatois, because maybe the chatas that you're bringing first, okay, that's from the obligatory, from the pair. But the problem is, and this is the main concept in the way the Rush puts it down, is that when you sacrifice one as chatas, the other one of the pair automatically gets established as a carbon oila. And now, if let's say it's one chatas that gets mixed into one pair of birds, let's say, before we describe them, it gets mixed into two pairs, it gets mixed into one pair, so then now you have a chatas and oila mixed in together. They have to be left to die. When you have one chatas mixed into one pair, if you're going to bring one bird, it's automatically could be a chatas, because either one that gets mixed in. And if it's not from the pair wasn't designated yet, so you can bring a chatas. Problem is, once you bring one as a chatas, let's say from that one pair, the other one's automatically an oila. So now you have a chatas and oila mixed together. Now you can't bring another one chatas. You can't bring an oila, because that might be the chatas that was specified. So therefore, halachically, what has to be done is that then the person brings a different pair of birds, and brings one as a chatas and one as an oila. And we said those two remaining birds have to be left to die. Now, if let's say the chatas that got mixed into these pair of birds were from a different woman, so then they both have to bring a chatas and they have to stipulate. If the first one that was, we know for sure we sacrificed one as a chatas, but the one woman says to the other, if the first one that was sacrificed was mine, so this new one that we're bringing together is yours and my portion that is given to you. And if the first one was yours, then the portion that's being, now the new one that's being brought is mine and your portion in it is given to me. Continues the Mishnah. Same type of halacha, just the other way around. Same case. If a oila sa'if got mixed into an unspecified pair of birds, the obligatory type, which again, one's a chatas, one's an oila. So in kasher, ela kiminya oila, shabachayva, same idea. So it's only going to be kasher, like we explained, b'chatas. Now, in the case, only the amount of oilas that there are in the unspecified pair. Which again, here too, the halacha is going to be that the one who owned the pair of birds will have to bring another karban chatas. And between the two, if it's two women, so then they're going to have to bring an oila in the stipulation, or each one could bring an oila and on condition, say, look, if mine is the oila that was brought, so then this is going to be nadav, and if not, this is my obligatory one. But this is, again, the same halacha as we said regarding the chatas. Now, katin is the mishnah. This din that we said is bein shechev meruba v'nadav mu'atis, whether if that the oila that was specified got mixed into many obligatory unspecified pairs of birds, as we explained, or bein shanadav meruba v'chayv mu'etes, so whether if you got mixed in many oilas that were specified, and let's say a few, meaning let's say only one unspecified pair of birds, where the halacha is going to be, if it got mixed into, we said it could only be brought in the amount of the oilas that there are in the unspecified pairs, where if there's, let's say, got mixed into what, let's say, 10, 20 oilas got mixed in, but there's one pair, you could only bring then one oila, because that's the amount of oilas that would be valid in that pair. Because if you're going to make two oilas, then maybe, like we described, once you brought the one as an oila, the second one automatically gets designated as a chatas, and they're all mixed together, and the second oila you might be bringing the other one of the pair, which, that's a problem, because that's one's oila, one's a chatas, and you'd be bringing an oila in the wrong place, you're bringing where the oila is supposed to be. Now, moreover, also, it's bein shestein shavis. And it's even if both of them are the equal amount. If, let's say, you have two oilas getting mixed into one pair of birds, which, again, you have two oilas into one pair, which is also two birds, so two birds and two birds, but these are two oilas into the one chatas and one oila, again, you can only bring according to the amount that you have in that unspecified pair, which would be only one oila. Now, the reason why we picked in the terminology that we're describing here in this Mishnah, the terminology of Nedava, like we're saying, whether the Chayv is Meruba or Nedava Mu'etes, and we didn't pick, which as we described just before, let's say, a Chatas, that's not so much that's specified into a Chayv or Ayla Mu'etes B'Chayv, is because we want to say in the next Mishnah, but regarding two chayves that get mixed one with the other, which we're calling those pair of birds chayve, because in contrast to the nedava unspecified pair of birds. So therefore, in this Mishnah, we described it as nedava, but it really means to say like the case of oil or chatas that got mixed into the unspecified pair of birds. So the next Mishnah continues as we had mentioned, which it qualifies as Bamed Vamum. When did we say the halacha of the previous Mishnah, which, as we mentioned, was only kasha el kiminyan, either Eila Shebecheva or the Chata Shebecheva, which came out since it was one that was specified, that got mixed into the however many unspecified pairs of Berzerah, you could only bring as many as that one type. That halacha was, like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, was Becheva Uben Nedava, was specifically if a Nedava, which the idea of Nedava really basically means to say that which is donated, which refers to the Eila, it means to say that which is specified, got mixed into the Cheva, which are the obligatory unspecified pair of birds, like we said, we're mentioning that in contrast to, let's say, a nedava, which is not one chatas, one oila, where there it's actually both are going to be oilas. But that's what we said the halacha of the previous Mishnah. Aval b'chayvish nesar v'zu b'zu, but when you have actually what's getting mixed together are actually two obligatory unspecified pairs of birds, where here the halacha is going to be different than the previous Mishnah, where actually there's going to be a limitation, but it's still going to be that you could have chatas and oila, unlike the previous Mishnah, which you could only have like the specified one that gets mixed into the unspecified ones, be it chatas or an oila. Here, if let's say one unspecified pairs of birds of, let's say, a woman that gave birth, which one's a chatas, one's an oila, got mixed into another two birds, which is the unspecified pair of birds of, let's say, a woman that had a ziva for her purification process, or another woman who gave birth. So here, the halach is going to be, if let's say, achas lazu v'achas lazu, this one has one pair and this one has one pair. So as we're going to see in all the cases of the Mishnah, half is going to be kasher and half is going to be pasul. Meaning the kohen could sacrifice two out of the four birds, or let's say there's eight birds, four pairs, four out of the eight birds, as we're going to see. But when there's one has one pair, one has another pair, he could bring one pair. One is an oila and one is a chatas, and not more than that. Now the reason that is if let's say he would bring two oilas, the problem is maybe we don't know where these birds are from. Maybe he's going to be bringing from the same pair of the woman who gave birth or the woman who had the ziva. And that would be problematic if they would bring more than that, because as the Rush explains, what we're saying is that you could bring one chatas and one oila is as follows. If both the chatas and oila is from Rachel, there's two women, Rachel and Leah, and their pairs of birds get mixed up. If it's from Rachel, so fine. So that's both are chatas and oila. If one's from Rachel, one's from Leah, that's also fine, because it comes out one of them brought their chatas and one of them brought their oila. And then, subsequently, what they have to do is they have to bring a pair of birds together and stipulate and make it that whichever one was the chatas, this was her oila, whoever's the oila, the ones are chatas, and if both were one for one person, then this all from the other person. But the remaining two cannot be sacrificed, because, as we said, maybe the pair of birds that were sacrificed were from either woman. So it comes out that the first one that was sacrificed was her chatas. Automatically, her other pair from her, the bird from a pair is an oila. And the one, let's say, that was her oila, the other one automatically is sanctified as a chatas. So now you have the remaining two possible that mixed together as a chatas na oila moravin, where that's what we said in the previous Mishnah, that you musa, that they have to be left to die. So therefore, the limitation is going to be that you could bring, is as we said, it's going to be mechtsa, is kasher, and it's going to be mechtsa pasal. That's if, let's say, one has one pair and one has another pair. Now the same thing is, if let's say he got mixed up with many pairs of birds, the same idea is going to be true that you could sacrifice half, one is a chatas and one is an oila, and the other half is going to be invalid. But again, that's only if you get each woman has an equal amount of unspecified pairs of birds. Like we're saying, one has another one, or shtayim lazu, v'shtayim lazu. Let's say each woman has two pairs of birds, which makes a total of eight birds. So again, the kohen can sacrifice four birds, two will be an oila, and two will be a chatas. So then either way, if they're all from one woman, so fine, you're bringing all her karbanas. If they're from two different women, from the two women that they got mixed up, so then fine. So then you're bringing a chatas and oila for one, and you're bringing chatas and oila for the other one. Or it's two chatas for this one, two oilas for this one. But either way, that's still included in the birds that they're each supposed to bring. And then they together, because you don't know what the confusion was, they bring two pairs of birds together in partnership, and they stipulate, like we said, whoever it is that wasn't brought, it should be hers. But again, more than that, you can't sacrifice, because maybe these two chatois were from one woman, and again, automatically the other two become an oila. And the one from this one that was two oilas, which is what we're talking about, worst case scenario, then the other two are established as a chatas. And again, you have a chatas oila mixed together, therefore they would have to be left to die. So it just says the Mishnah, Shalish Lazu v'Shalish Lazu. Let's say each woman has three pairs of unspecified birds. So now you have 12 birds. You have six pairs of birds, three for each, which six times two is 12. So the kohen sacrifices six birds, which again is half the total amount, three will be a chatas, three will be a nailer. And as we explained, if they're all from one woman, fine, all her karbanas are being brought. If they're from two different women, that's also okay, because each one that sacrifices a chatas, the other one that appear automatically becomes established as an ayla, and everyone that's that brought as an ayla, the other one is established as a chatas. But each one is bringing that, it's still going to be good for her, because the amount of chatois and aylas, worst case scenario, if it's from one woman, the other one's from the other one, you're still bringing the amount that she could bring of each one, of whether it be chatas and ayla, and again, the remaining are chatas and ayla murabis, and therefore they have to be left to die. So therefore, like we said, the halacha and the Mishnah is, in these situations, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. But says the Mishnah, if let's say the pairs of birds of the women were not equal, rather, let's say, achas lezu v'shtayim lezu, one woman had one pair to bring, the other one had two pairs to bring, or shalish lezu v'ash lezu, one had three to bring, the other one had 10 to bring, or the other one had umay lezu, had 100 to bring. So here the halacha is going to be is hamud kasher. The minimum amount, the smallest one that has the smallest amount of pairs of birds, that's going to be the limitation of how much it's going to be kosher. So if let's say one woman's pair of birds that are unspecified, let's say she was a zebra and she was purifying herself, got mixed into the other woman, she had to bring for her birth, for two births, two pairs of birds, or three pairs of birds. The limitation is the kohen could only sacrifice one pair of birds. One bird is going to be a chatas, one bird is going to be an oila. But again, to bring two oilas wouldn't be possible, because maybe he's going to be taking the other one from this woman. She only has one chatas to bring. And if it's going to be another bird from her, it's going to be it's not possible, because she's supposed to have one chatas and one oila. And therefore, if you're going to bring more than one chatas, or more than one ayla, you might be having the other one of a pair, which therefore the most you could have is one chatas and one ayla from her. So if let's say they all get mixed together, let's say one woman has one pair of birds, another woman has two pairs, another one has three, another one has 10, all these women pairs of birds get mixed together, the most you could bring is one pair of birds, which are these two birds. Or if let's say one woman has 10, one has 100, so again, then the kohen could bring 20 birds. Like we said, you're going to make to the 10 pairs of birds, which is zehamut, that's going to be kasher. But more than that, you can't, because this one woman, you could bring one chatas, one ayla, but if you're going to bring another one of any type, two chatois, let's say, well, that might be her two birds. And her two birds, yeah, one chatas, one ayla is good. But if you bring two chatois, that might be her other bird, which is could be an ayla, but can't be a chatas. And therefore, you're limited to the one to the woman who has the least amount of pairs of birds. Now, continues the Mishnah, and this halacha applies bein mishem echad, whether it's all from the same designation, which is, let's say, the peers are all being brought for women who gave birth, let's say even from two women, as we're going to explain, or bein mishtei shemes, whether from two different types of obligations, one bring because she gave birth, one bring because she's purifying herself from tumah v'ziva, or like we said, bein mi'isha achas, whether it's from one woman, as we're going to explain, how is that when it's from one title, or bein mishtei nashim, or whether it's from two women, as the next Mishnah qualifies and explains. Ketzad mishem echad, what is the case when it's tumah from one title of the karbanas? So that's leida v'leida. Let's say both peers of birds are because of birth, or ziva v'ziva, both are because of purification from the tumah ziva. And that would be qualified as mishem echad, from one title. Which is the Rush explains what the Mishnah is coming to say, is if let's say she separates one pair of birds and she says, okay, this is for my birth. And then she separates another pair of birds and she says, this is for my other birth. Where then each pair of bird got established by itself for its own birth, one oila and one chatas, so then you could have this halacha that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah of taraivis, of a mixture, as if it was two different women. Where immediately when you sacrifice one of each pair, the other one becomes the other one. Let's say if you sacrifice one as oila, the other bird automatically becomes a chatas or becomes an oila. So that's why the previous Mishnah was saying that you could only sacrifice the half, which is going to be one pair and not more. Because maybe they're both going to be from the same pair, and that's not okay. So therefore, you could only bring one chatas and one oila. Either way, it's going to be valid out of the two pairs, and then the remaining two are going to be a chatas el muravis, if they have to be left to die. But what the Mishnah is coming to indicate is, if let's say the woman who has to bring for two births, she separates both of the pairs together, and she brings to the kohen, she says, hey, these four birds, these two pairs are for my two births, or my two zivas, or one's for birth and one's for ziva, then the kohen could actually sacrifice them all, two for chatas, and then, yeah, the remaining two will be established as an ayla, or won't be chatas ayla for one obligation, the chatas ayla will be for the other obligation, because here in this situation, the separation of the pair of birds and their establishment is all being done by the kohen. Since she didn't specify this pair for this and this pair for this, they could be brought together. But what the Mishnah is describing is if she did them separately, even if it's from one woman and from one designation, let's say for birth, then you can have the same halacha of the previous Mishnah. And says the Mishnah, what's Mishnei Shemis from two different designations? That's, let's say, Leida Beziva. One pair of birds being brought for birth, and one's being brought for Tumaziva. And Ketzad Mishnei Nashim, how's this, let's say, when there's two different women? It's Alzuleida Vazuleida. Let's say one woman gave birth and the other one gave birth, or Alzuziva Alzuziva. This one became Tumah from the Ziva, which is a Tumah that emanates from her body, and the other one also has the same Tumah. That would be, let's say, Mishnei Mechad from the same designation. And what's Mishnei Shemis? What's from two different designations? Alzuleida Vazuziva, two women, and each one's coming bring their pair of birds for something else. Rachel's bringing it because she gave birth, and Leah is bringing it because she had Tumah Ziva. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yisrael, he says another type of halacha that the kohen can then bring all of them, and you don't have this problem about tarevis, a mixture, and then you take one, the other one gets established, and we don't know which is which. He says, Shtei nashim shalachu es kineim be'eriv. If two women bought their pairs of birds together in a mixture, or let's say they didn't buy it together, but they gave their monies of their pairs of birds to the kohen. Says the Mishnah, so then the kohen, he could decide, and you know the problems of mixtures, which ones are going to be chattas, which one he wants, it could be brought as ayla, whether they bring it for the same reason, whether they're being brought for a different reason, for let's say one's for leida, one for ziva, and there's no halachic problem. Now, the thing is, the Gemara in Eirvin, the Flamazayim and Av, attempts to bring a raya from this opinion of Rabbi Yisi, that obviously Rabbi Yisi holds the halacha of bereira, of retroactive clarification. Because here you have when the kohen's sacrificing it, one is for Rachel, and it's come out retroactively, it's clarified that originally when they had bought the pairs of birds, oh, now we know retroactively that that pair of birds was Rachel's, and this one was Leah's. Which the Gemara there rejects it and says, no, you don't see necessarily that he holds yesh bereira, because it's Tumah, but the asno then that they stipulated that this is how it should be done. Which actually the halacha of Beis is teaching something else, which is the halacha of Rav Chisda, that the pairs of birds do not become specified only in two different ways. Either when the owner buys it, which in this case the owners did not, the women did not specify when they bought it who should be what, or, as the Mishnah Rabbi Yisrael is describing, when the kohen makes it. So in this case, where they didn't specify which one's the chattas, which is the ayla, so therefore they're automatically saying, whichever one the kohen wants to, that's the other time it can be designated, he could decide which one's going to be in there, but that's going to be valid, that all of them can be brought in the making of the kohen. Which, as the Ravid explains, that when they brought it together, they could stipulate that the kohen could divide it, and his dividing will be the division, and they're each forgiving each one to the other one, which that's saying, yeah, that initially the kohen is verifying which one atonement for which, for who to work for which one's part, and they made him the agent to divide, and that's the chiddush, which the chiddush is, that we're not going to make a gzeira of this case when the women are bringing it together for the halachas of the previous mishnayos when they actually got mixed together, which then you can't bring them all, you would only be able to bring half. And that's what the beast is saying, but when they did it like this, we don't make a gzeira, then the kohen could actually sacrifice them all. I'll return to the first parak, Masechtas Kinin, parak Chatzis Oif, which again spoke about primarily the topic of this Masechta, that of Tarevus, of the mixtures which we spoke about, the bird pairs, Chatzis Oif, Oilas Oif, unspecified, when you have a specified in the unspecified, when you have two unspecifieds, or the same amount, or when the different amounts, the limitations then how much you could bring by the minimum amount, which you know for sure you're not doing the wrong Avaida, like we said, because the Oilas Oif and the Chatzis Oif, one's on the top, one's on the bottom, you can't have them done in the wrong place, so you can only bring according to the what you know, in the worst case scenario, the limitation, how much definitively you could bring, that's how much a person is limited to be able to bring, and then the rest they have to stipulate, whatever it is they have to make up, just in case either ones was the ones that weren't sacrificed.